Today's Daf HaShavua Shir Nirshami Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Oleh HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the last word on the line, Chazru. In the Vilna edition is on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. We are in the middle of a sugya where the Minim were challenging Rav Samloi. And they were trying to bring proofs from the Torah that Chas v'Shalom there are more than one God. And Rav Samloi's position was that wherever you're going to bring me a question from, the answer is written right next to that source where you're trying to prove this false ideology. However, Rav Samloi's Talmidim were not satisfied. They said that you have pushed away the Minim with a palm, but to us, what will you answer? And here the Gemara is concluding this series of questions, and we will find the same response from the Talmidim in this sugi as well. Again, the third line from the bottom, the last word, Chazru v'sholo esoi, the Minim, again, asked a question to Rav Samloi. Mahu ahen d'chsev, what will you do with the following pasuk? Kimi goy gadol. Asher lo elikim kroivim elov. Who is a great nation like Klal Yisrael that has Elohim near to him? Now, it says krovim in plural. So we can say that's what the meaning we're trying to prove, that Chas v'Shalom, there is more than one deity. Amar lahen, so Rav Samloi responded, the answer is right there. It doesn't say Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu aleihem enksiv kan, ela b'chol kareinu elov. The pasuk concludes, "Who is like Hashem? Asher lo elokim kroivim elov." According to you, it should have said aleihem, to the many gods. So the proof is right there that we're speaking only about one Hashem, and Elokim is written in such a way it looks like it's plural, but it's really referring to one Hashem. Amr loy Talmidav, so the Talmidim once again said to Rav Samloi, Rebbe, Leilu dechi sobikana, to the meaning you gave an answer as weak as a reed. But lanu matomeshe, that's a good question. It says kroivim, it's plural. What is an answer that we will be satisfied with? As we turn to Daf, Hey Zion Amid Alf, Amr lahen, so Rav Samloi gave a more profound answer to them. Karayv b'chol mini kravis. Einachanami, it's written in plural, but it's referring to Hashem Echad. But why does it say it in the plural kravim? Because he is close to the Klal Yisrael at the time when they daven in all aspects of closeness. The Amar of Pinchas, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon. Rabbi Pinchas said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon, Avod is Zoran Niras Kroiva. And Avodah Zorah appears to be very close. A person can have it right in his home, the Getshika, the God. Ve'ein el rechayka, but really it's far away. My timer, what's the source? There's a pasuk. Yiso'u al kesef, when a person purchases an Avodah Zorah, the Avodah Zorah can't even walk home. The purchaser has to carry the Avodah Zorah on his shoulder. Yisavlu, he has to bear it, and the pasuk continues in Yeshaya, V'yayenichu tachtov, he bears it and puts the Avodah Zorah, he sets it down, V'yamay mimkoymoy lo yomush, it will remain there, and it will not budge. Af Yitzhak Elov Alayana, he'll scream out to the God who won't respond. Mitzarasu Leishienu, it won't save him from his sorrow. That's the full pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Memvov, pasuk Zayin. Says Rav Simloi to his Talmidim, Soif Dover at the end, Elohai, his God, Imoy Babais, it's with him in the house. Vahut Soyek. And he screams out to the Avodah Zorah to help him in a time of trouble. Achiyamas, until he dies, v'lo yishma. The Avodah Zorah can't hear him, v'lo yishia. It will not save him, mitzurasi. Aval kodesh baruch hu. But a kodesh baruch hu nearer rochik. He looks like he's far away. Ve'ein korv mimena, but there's no one closer than Hashem. Domer Levi. How do we know that Hashem appears to be far away? Because Levi said, Me'or is v'adarekiyah from... from the land until the first rakia, and there are seven rakias. Mahalech hey me'oshana, it would take 500 years to get to the first rakia. Umerakia l'rakia mahalech tuf kafshana, and between each rakia there is a distance of 500 years. Va'ovyav shel rakia, and the thickness of a rakia is tuf kafshana, is also 500 years. V'chein l'chol rakia v'rakia, and so to each rakia. So that means we have a total of 14 times 500. Because we have seven rakias, and we said each rakia is 500 years to get through that rakia. We have six separations between one rakia and the other. That makes a total so far of 13. And then we have another 500, a 14th separation of 500 years between Eretz and the first rakia. So we have a total of 14 times 500. Which equals 7,000 years. Now, to go from Oretz to the first rakia is 500 years. How many miles is that? A person can walk, the Gemara tells us, 10 parsois in a day. So, in 500 years, he would walk 1,825,000 parsois, which equals, depending on how large a parsa is, it would be between 4 and 5 million miles. So that is just from Oretz to the first rakia. If we go to the top rakia, which we said was 14 times 500, it will come out 7,000 years. A person walking 10 parsois a day, it would come out to be between 57 and approximately 77 million miles, depending on the size of a parsa. So it's very far away, and then you're not finished. The Omer, Rav Brechia, Rav Chalbi b'shem Rav Abba Smuka. Rav Brechia and Rav Chalbi in the name of Rav Abba Smuka said, Af Talfi Achayis, Mahalach Hei Me'er Shana. V'chamesh esrei, and even to get up through the hoofs of the animals, these are the four animals that are carrying the kiseh hakovet, just to get through the hoofs is another 515 years. Minyan yeshara. The word yeshara is shin resh is 500, and yud hey is 15. 515 years. And we're not finished. Then you have to go higher and higher to the Kisei HaKavod. Re'ei kamahu gavoy me'olami. Look how distant HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from his world. Ve'odam nichnas abeis ha'knesses. A person goes into shul. Ve'oy medachor ya'amid. And he stands behind the pillar. U'mispala b'lechisha. And he davens Hashem quietly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'azin es t'vilasei. The Rabbi Shalom, who appears to be so distant, so far away, is able to hear his t'vila. How do we know? A pasuk in Tanakh. Shenamer, it says, by Tfilis Chana, V'chana himidabers al-liba, Chana is talking to herself, Raks v'seo noise, only her lips are moving, V'koyla yisham, and her sound of her voice is not heard, V'hez, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tfilas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her tfila, V'chein kol b'riyosev, and so it is with all Hashem's creation, Shenamer, Tfila li'oni kiyatoiv, a prayer of the afflicted man when he swoons. And the pasuk continues, "V'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi," and before Hashem he pours forth his speech. And then the pasuk says that he asks Hashem to listen to him. Please incline your ear towards my tefillah. And what happens is, it's like a person speaking into the ear of his friend, and he's able to hear. Is there anyone closer than our Hashem? He is close to his creations when they daven, like someone's mouth to the other person's ear. So although he seems to be very distant, he's very close. Ma she'en kein di, Avodah Zorah appears to be close. A person has the Avodah Zarah in his own house, but he's very distant. He doesn't hear him when he's in a time of trouble. And so this is how Rav Simloy understood the pasuk, "Migoygal asher lo elikim kroivim elav." It means he is very, very close. As the Pnei Moshe in the top line in the left-hand column, "B'chol mini kravis im shenir loch rochik gvoyer me'olami b'kamav rechukim." Even though it appears that Hashem is far, far, far away, you have to go to the first rakiya, and then you have to go to the second rakiya, and each rakiya is 500 years, and then through the seven rakiyas, and through the hoofs of the chayis, etc., etc., till a person gets to the Kisei HaKavod, it appears Hashem is distant, very, very much distant. But really, continues the Pnei Moshe, "Korvu l'shmoyet v'loscha u'miskarvi lecha b'chol mini kreves." He appears far, but the opposite, he gets closer and closer until you're speaking to him into his ear, kaviyachol, and he hears your tefillah. And now the Gemara is going to give four different versions by Rabbi Yudin, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, and at the end, Rabbi Yudin will give his own version. But these are four different versions of how Hashem saves a person when he is in a time of trouble. Rabbi Yudin b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, bo arba shitin. Rabbi Yitzchak said in this four versions of the same thing. In other words, that Hashem is closer to us to save our lives more than any human being could possibly be. The first version is Bas V'Dom Yeshle Patron. A Bas V'Dom, a person, a man of flesh and blood, has a patron, someone who stands by him. Amru Loi, people told the patron, Nitvas Ben Beisecha, your Ben Bias, your relative, has been taken into captivity, he's been imprisoned. Amru Lena, Nima Kaimalov, I'm going to back him up. I'm going to get him out of there. Amru Loi, Hare Yaitse Ladin, he's going out for trial. Amru Lena, Nima Kaimalov, I'm going to make sure that he's found innocent. Amru Loi, then they told the patron, Hare Yaitse Litlis, he's being taken out to be hung. All of a sudden, Heichen Hu, Veichen Petroni, where is the person who's being taken out to be killed? And where's his patron? His patron's not there. His patron says, if he's being taken out to be killed, there's nothing I can do. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hitzel Es Moshe Mecherev Paroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Moshe from the sword of Paroi. As he was being taken to be killed out, Hashem backs a person even at the moment of potential death. HaDodich Siva Hetzilene Mecherev Paroi. That's the pshat in the pasuk that Hashem saved me from the sword of Paroi. And now the Gemara tells us three ways that Moshe was saved. Amar Rabbi Yanek Siva Yivrach Moshe Bnei Paroi. Moshe ran away. The Gemara wonders, how is it possible that Moshe was able to escape? He was taken out to be executed, and he escapes? How did that happen? How is it possible? When Pari grabbed Moshe, he decreed that Moshe's head should be severed. V'keyes hacherev, and instead the sword was blunted me'altzavar yishol Moshe, on the neck of Moshe, v'nishbar, and it broke. Hado d'chsiv, tzavareich, your neck, k'migdal hashen, is like an ivory tower. Zet tzavar yishol Moshe, this refers to the neck of Moshe that became so hard that the sword could not penetrate and kill Moshe. Rabbi Amir Rav Aviaser, v'loyoyit, he added, it jumped off the neck of Moshe, al tzavar shel kust in tiroi, onto the neck of his executioner, Vargas, and the sword killed the executioner instead of killing Moshe. That's what it says in the pasuk. Vayatzilei mecherev paroi, that Hashem saved me from the sword of paroi. Li hitzeli saved me. Kusinter Nerag, but the executioner was killed. Rabrachia Kara Love, he said concerning this incident how Moshe got saved, and instead the executioner got killed. Kaiful Tzadik Russia. The Russia is a ransom for the Tzadik. Rabovin Karlov, Rabovin said the following pasuk applies. Tzadik Mitzora Nechlas, the tzaddik is saved from a tzora. Ve'yavi Rasha Tachtav, and instead that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the Rasha suffer what the tzaddik was supposed to suffer. Tani Bar Kapora. This is a second way that Moshe was saved. Malach Yored V'nidum Lemkin Mus Moshe. Malach came down in the Shemaim and he appeared as if he was Moshe, looked like Moshe. The Tavsus of Malach, they grabbed the Malach, and in the tumult of Varch Moshe, Moshe was able to get away because they thought that they had the real Moshe, and instead it was a Malach. Amar Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, Bishah Shabarach Moshe, Mipnei Pare, at that time when Moshe ran away from Pare, Nasu Kol Uchlusin Shaloi, all the people of Pare, they became full of problems, and they could not help Paroi to find Moshe to kill him. And the Shin Nischois in Eischof puts in the word Mehen. Mehen Elman, some of them were mute, they couldn't speak. Mehen Chershon, some of them became deaf. Mehen Suman, some of them were blind. Amar Luch Lilaman, so Paroi said to those who became mute, Heichen Moshe, where did Moshe run away to? V'loi ha'yu medam, they weren't able to speak. Amr l'cheshem, he said to the deaf ones, v'loi yishem, they weren't able to hear what Pari was asking. Amr l'sumen, he said next to the blind ones, v'loi yirayim, they didn't see anything. So nobody was able to help him. Hu shakadosh baruch hu amar lo Moshe, this is what Hashem said to Moshe, when he wanted Moshe to go to Pari, and Moshe was hesitant to go, and he said he's a kvat peh, Me some peladam. Who gives a mouth to a person? Or me yasume ilam? Or who makes him mute? Tamon kam to loch v'hachalas anokoyim. There, by when you were going to get killed, I was able to make the people mute, and I stood by you, and I saved you. And here I won't stand by you. Hado duchsev. That's what the pasuk means. The pasuk that we started the shir with. Mika shemalikenu. B'chol koreinu elav. This is the method how Hashem gets closer and closer to a person and saves him in the biggest potential danger that he faces. Rabbi Yudin B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak says another version of the same theme that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can save a person from imminent death. He said, Shita Ochre, another version of the same thing. Bas V'dom Yeshle Patron. Bas V'dom has a patron. Amru Lo, Hirenit Vaz Ben Beisecho. And the people told him that your Ben Bayis has been taken into prison. Amru Hare, Ani Miskayim Alav. I will back him. I'll take care of it. I'll get him released from prison. They told him he's being taken out to be tried in a court. He said to them, I will back him. I'll get him innocent. No, he was found guilty. He's being drowned in the water. Where is the person who's being drowned? And where is his patron? He cannot help him anymore once the decree was made that he should be killed. Avol Kadosh Baruch Hu hitzlis Yoina mimei adaga, but Hashem was able to save Yoina once he was thrown overboard to be drowned from the stomach of the fish. Harehu oimer v'yomer Hashem l'dag v'yakes Yoina. Hashem spoke to the fish, and the fish ejected Yonah. A third version. Rabbi Yudin Mishem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Bishita Ochri. Hare Bas V'dom Yeshle Patron. He has a patron. Amar Loi Nitvas Ben Beisecho. Your Ben Bayis was grabbed. He was imprisoned. Amar Lahen Hare Nimes Kayim Tachtov. I will back him. Amar Loi, they said to him, Yaitzel Ladin. He's being taken out to court to be tried. Amar Reini Miskayimov, I'll get him to be innocent. Amru Loi, they came to him and they said to the patron, Hareyu Mushlach Lei, she's being thrown into a cauldron of fire. Heichanu Vechem Betroina, what can the patron do? He cannot save him from this death decree. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Eina Kein. But Hashem is not like that. Hitzel Chananya Mishol Vazariya Mikiv Shnei Eish. Hashem saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when they were thrown into the furnace of fire. That's what the pasuk says. On the Nebuchadnezzar, the Yomer Nebuchadnezzar answered and he said, "Berich Elokeyun Tishadrech Meshech Vavad Geno." Blessed is the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Avad Nego. These were the names that Nebuchadnezzar called Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And Nebuchadnezzar realized that a nest had taken place and Hashem had saved them. A fourth version of the same thing, Rabbi Yehuda Meshach, Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Ba Shita Uchri, he said another version, Haribas V'dom Yeshua Yipatrin, V'chulu Ad Harehu Mushlech L'chayit. So the Gemara here is, since we've already done this three times, what the patron said, and then when the patron gave up and he wasn't there, when the person was being taken out to be killed, so the Gemara just goes, V'chulu Ad, until the same Gemara as before, until Harehu Mushlech L'chayit, he's thrown into a cage of wild animals, and then the patron is gone. There's nothing he could do. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hitzel Es Daniel Migoyev HaRayis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Daniel from the lion's den. Hado Dechsev Elokai Sholach Malachah. Hashem sent a malach, V'sager Pum Arvasa, and he closed the mouth of the lion. And now Rav Yudin, Amar Mishmeidi Dei, Rav Yudin said in his own name, till now the four versions were all Rav Yudin, the name of Rav Yitzchak. Now Rav Yudin gave his own version, Bas V'dom Yeshev Patron. A Bas V'dom has a patron. In Bas L'Ei Sora, if a trouble happens, Eina Nichlis Etzlei Pisaim, he doesn't come in to his patron's house suddenly, Elabov Amid Loi Al Pisrei Shel Patroni. But rather, he comes and he stands on the doorway of his patron, and he calls out to his slave or to one of the members of the household. And he says, "Ish plani oimed al pesach chatzerecha." And he says, "Please tell your father, please tell your master that so-and-so is standing at the gate of your field. Please let me in. I need to discuss a problem with you." And now perhaps the patron will let him in or he won't let him in. In Bas Al Adam Tzara, if a trouble happened to a person, he shouldn't call out to Hashem's servants, Michal and Gavriel. Ella li yitzavich. He should scream directly to me, v'ani oyin alei miyad, and I will answer him right away. I don't know if that's what it says in the pasuk. Kol yisher yikra b'shem Hashem yimolit. Whoever will call out the name of Hashem, he will be saved. Don't go to an intermediary. Go to me directly, and you will be saved. So this is how we see that Hashem takes care of anyone who's in mortal danger, and Karav, L'chol Karav, L'chol Sheikru Ve'emes, and as the pasuk says, Mi Goy Gadol Shalei Elokim, Krovim Elav, in all kinds of ways does it get closer and closer to a person. The person just has to scream, he has to call out, he has to daven to Hashem, but then Hashem, who appears to be very far away, is actually right next to the person, and he will save him from any mortal danger. We just quoted a pasuk of Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimolet, and now the Gemara is going to give a different interpretation of this pasuk based on a story that happened with Rav. Amra Pinchas Uvde Havi B'Rav. There was a story concerning Rav, the Havi Ayil Mechamta Ditver. The Gerson our Gemara is he was coming up from the hot baths of Tveria. And in the Sheni Nischois, in Ois Ayin, we have in the name of the Rosh Cirillo, and we could see the same thing in the Charedim, Mechamten Litveria, says the Charedim, Chama Shem Mokum Korv Litveria Mil, Kedis Beper Kamen Mesechta Megillah. We find in Mesechta Megillah that Chamas is a mil away from, that's like an 18-minute walk away from Tveria. So he was going from this place, Chamas, which is outside of Tveria, to Tveria. The Chredim and the Rosh Rosh Girsa is Litveria. However, we have it in the Gemara, Mechamsa Ditveria. He was coming up from the hot springs of Tveria. We know that there are hot springs in the city of Tveria. That's where he was coming from. Pogam Beirumoi, so some Romans met him. Amar Lei, they said to him, Mindamarat, who are you loyal to? Omar Loin, he said to them, Mindis Sufyonis, I am loyal to Sufyonis. And the Chredim says, Shema Melech Sherbet Tveri, he's the name of the king of Tveri, I am loyal to him. Upenina, and they let him go. They didn't harm him, they didn't do anything. To Baramshet at night, Osul Gabe, they came to Sufyonis, and they didn't see Rav. If you were loyal to him, you would have been there at night in his palace. Amrin Lei, so they said to Sufyonis, Ad Emesay At Mekayim Im Elan Yudoi. The Chredim says the word Mekayim is Mamin. How long will you trust those Jews? Amrin Lei Lama, why do you bring this up now? What happened? Amrin Lei, Paginim Bechad, we met a certain person, referring to Rav. Amrin Lei Yudoi, people called him the Jew. From Rina Lei, Mandamarat, who are you loyal to? Amar Lan, the Sufyanis. And he said he was loyal to you, the king. As we turn to the Pezayin and Medbeis, Amar Loin, Umavid Tilei. So the king said, what did you do to him when he said this? Amar Lei. So one of the Romans said to the king, Diole Panini, say it's enough that we didn't harm him, we left him alone. So the Chredim says, Shechashavnu Sha'imir Shami Beis Adonai HaMelech Hu K'may Shomer. We thought that he's saying the truth, that he was from the household of the king, he was loyal to the king, and we shouldn't touch him. So the king said, Omar Loin, he said to them, Yos Avidatin, you did good. Why? Reb Chaim Kanivsky explains, because this itself, that he knew that by mentioning my name, he wouldn't get harmed, shows that he held me in chashivas. So it's true that he's not really one of my loyal servants. But yet, I see that he does have admiration for me and loyalty to me, that he knew that by mentioning my name, he would have protection. And that itself is an honor to me. And therefore, it's good that you didn't harm him, because I would want such a person to be protected. So says the Gemara, Uma mishu nitla b'bas v'dam nitzel. If somebody gets protection, protectsia, because of a certain human, as we see in this story with Rav, so Mishu Nitla by Kadosh Baruch Hu, somebody who depends on Hashem, like Kol Shein, isn't it for sure that he will get protected by Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hadol Dichsev, that's the meaning in the pasuk. Kol Aisher Yikro B'Shem Hashem, whoever will all his life call in the name of Hashem, he'll be loyal to Hashem. Yemolate, he will escape from any danger. The Gemara before looked at it that you can speak to Hashem directly. You don't have to go through his malachim. That was the way the Gemara learned it at first. And now he's saying a nupshat. Whoever's loyal to Hashem, whoever's called an Eved Hashem, he will escape danger. Hashem will protect him. The Gemara continues with bringing a story that brings out this point of Kol Asher Yikro B'Shem Hashem Yimolet. Amar Rab Alexandri, Rab Alexandri said, Uvda Have Bechad Archen, there was a story with a certain governor, Dehave Shmei Alexandros, that his name was Alexandros. Vahave Kayim died, and he was pronouncing the judgment, Chad Listem, on a certain robber. And the robber was guilty, and normally he would have received lashes. Amar Lei, but before he pronounced judgment, he said to the robber, Mashimcha, what is your name? Amar, he responded, Alexandros. My name is like your name, Alexandros. Amar Lei, if so, Alexandros, Pene Alexandra. I, Alexandrus, will exempt you, because if you receive lashes and people hear about it, they will say, Alexandrus received lashes, and it will be a bezoin to me, even if they find out later that it wasn't me, that it was somebody who had the same name as me. But initially, it will be a tremendous bezoin to the governor that he received lashes. Says the Gemara, Uma imi sheshmoy kishmoy shel basar v'domu nitzal, of a person whose name is the same as that of another human of flesh and blood is saved because he just has the same name. So mi sheshmoy kishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Hashem, Klal Yisrael is called the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we have the same name as Hashem, Alachas Kama V'Kama, so certainly we will be saved. If we get hit, it'll be a bezoin to Hashem, who we are associated with the Shem Hashem. Hado Dirsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimolet. Whoever will be called in the name of Hashem, like Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is called Hashem's people, they will be saved. And I was thinking that perhaps this is the pshat in what we say in Avinu Malkeinu. Towards the end, we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Laman Shimcha HaGodol HaGibor V'Anoira Shenikra Aleinu. So perhaps that is the pshat. Do it for your name that we are called with. We are associated with your name. We are Hashem's people. And therefore, don't punish us, even though we don't deserve mercy. We are guilty, just like the robber in the story was guilty. But since our name is associated with your name, if we get hit, if God's people gets hit, that will be a bezoin to you. And because of that, save us. Asay, Laman, Shimcha, Gorla, Gibor, Vanoira, Shenikra, Olenu. And now the Gemara goes back to the pasuk that we had on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, Ki Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elikim Krov Me Lov Kashem Elikenu B'Chol Karenu Elov. Says the Gemara, Rav Pinchas Amar Bar Tarti. Rav Pinchas said two members on this pasuk, Chad B'Shem Rav Zira, one in the name of Rav Zira, V'Chad B'Shem Rav Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, and one in the name of Rav Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Zira. The Gemara begins with Rav Pinchas saying it in the name of Rav Zira. Amar, he said, "Basar v'dam yesh lo patron. If a person who's made of flesh and blood has a patron, imitri chalav b'yoser, if he bothers him too much, who I'm the patron says, Ashkach palon dekomat tracholi. Have you found any person that bothers me like this person?" Hashem is not that way. Whatever you bother Hashem with, He accepts it. As we find written in the Pasuk, Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcha. Throw onto Hashem your burden. And He will endure whatever burden you throw onto Hashem. He will carry it and endure it. Now, Rav Pinchas said in the name of Rav Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, this was the second shot in this pasuk. Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, Basar v'dam yesh lo patron. If a basar v'dam has a patron, ubo usaynim v'tafsu Yisrael pesach hatzer shapatroinei, and enemies came and they grabbed him at the door of the field of his patron, they suddenly ambushed him, and they're about to kill him, adit savachle, until he shouts out for his patron to help him, adu nafik, and until the patron comes out to save him. Avres charbo al kadle vikatolis yasei, the sword will go on the back of his neck and kill him. Av lakadosh baruch hu bar Hashem, in the same situation, hitzelis yoshafet mecher aram, he saved yoshafet from the sword of Aram. And this refers to an incident that we find in Malachim Chav Beis, Perik Beis, Pasuk Mem, where there was an agreement between Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, and Achav, the king of Yisrael, and they were trying to get rid of Aram, that they were occupying Ramot Gilad, and Achav convinced Yehoshaphat, Achav, who was afraid for his life, convinced Yehoshaphat to put on his royal garments and disguise himself as Achav. When the soldiers of Aram saw that someone was wearing the royal garments, they put a sword to the throat of Yehoshaphat, thinking that he was Achav, and they were about to kill Yehoshaphat. At that moment, Yehoshaphat cries out to Hashem in Tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. So the Yafei Mari explains that although we have found before on this daf that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Moshe from the sword, and he saves Yoina from the water, and he saves Echanan Mishael Vazayah from fire, and he saves Daniel from the lion's den, from wild animals, the chiddush of this memra of Rav Pinchas in the name of Rav Tanchum Baruch Haniloi is that even a sudden attack, as was in the case of Yehoshaphat, or in the marshal of the patron who has his friend suddenly ambushed, and just a moment to scream out. In the other cases, they had much time to daven to Hashem. The Chiddush over here, says the Yafei Mari, is even that a sudden attack, even a surprise capture, and in a moment the person is going to be dead, in that moment, if he screams out to Hashem, Hashem is there, and Hashem will save him. And now the Pasuk states this, the Chsiv, Yizak Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat screams out to Hashem, Hashem Azroi, Hashem helped him, Yisisem, and he induced Aram Elohim Mimenu, Hashem induced them to leave him alone, and he was saved. Valamet Shaloi Hoya Choser Alechita Choroish, that there was only missing the cutting of the head, Yisisem Elohim Mimenu, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu induced them to leave him alone, and he was saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save a person even when the sword is on his neck. The Goyin in Brachas, in the Bavli Daf Yud Amid Aleph, on the Gemara where Chizkia tells Yeshaya Novi that Kach Mekublanim Yibes Avi Abo Afilu Cherev Chadom Unechas on Savor Shal Adam Al Yimne Atzmeim in Arachamim. So the Feimar and the Goin there on the Daf says that the Mekor of that Gemara is our Yerushalmi, because Yehoshaphat was an ancestor of Chizkio, and that's what Chizkio learned from this story that happened to his ancestor Yehoshaphat, that even if a Cherev Chad is on your throat, don't give up hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save a person even at the last moment. That is the Chiddush of our sugya. The Gemara now will bring another source for the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save a person anywhere in the world. On dry land, he saved Moshe from the Cherev. He saved Hanani Mishael Vazariah from the Kivshana Eish. And he saved Daniel from the lion's den. And in the Yam, he saved Yoina from the fish that swallowed him up. So we have another pasuk, the same idea. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Avua, said in the name of Rabbi Avua, who said in the name B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Ashresha Kael Yaakov Ezroi, praiseworthy is he who the God of Yaakov is in his help. And Maksi Basrei, what does it say in the next pasuk? Ois Yishmaim V'Oretz, Hashem makes heaven and earth. V'chima Inyan Zel is that, what is the shachas between Hashem making the heaven and the earth? And Kael Yaakov Ezroi, Ella, Melech Basar V'Dom, Yesh Lai Patron, Shoylet B'Yifrach Ha'achas, V'Nishol B'Yifrach Ha'acheres. A Basar V'Dom has a patron who is the ruler over one province, he doesn't rule over the other province. Afila Tamer, Kuzmuk Luter, and even if you're speaking about a world emperor who governs the whole world, Shoylet B'Yabasha, he's only a ruler over the dry land. Shem Shoylet B'Yam, could he be a ruler over the ocean? He is a ruler over the Yam, and he's a ruler over the Abasha. He saves in the sea from the sea. somebody who needs help in the sea, by Yabosh, and in the dry land, he saves him in Aish. Hu shehitzlus Moshe mechev pari, the one who saved Moshe from the sword of pari, hitzlus yonim meyadogi, saved yonim from the stomach of the fish. Chananya mishov azar mekivshin Aish, he saved Chananya mishov azar from the furnace of fire, ledanil, he saved Daniel, mi boir arayis, from the pit of the lions. That's what it says in the next pasuk. That's why it included the yam, because of what we said before. Even a world emperor is not ruler over the ocean. Hashem is a ruler over everything, over dry land, over the ocean. He can save a person from any matzav. The Gemara now brings a story to show this idea that Hashem is close to a person wherever he calls him. Bechol Koreinu Elov. Omer Rab Tanchuma said, Mais Bisfina Achas Shel Goyim. There's a story of a boat of Goyim. Shoiso Peresas Biyamagodal, that it set sail in the Mediterranean. Vahoyabot Tenegechet Yudia, and amongst all the Goyim, there was one Jewish child. Omer Aleim Sar Godal, a great stormy wind arose. Bayam in the sea. And it threatened to capsize them. Each one of the passengers took his god in his hand. Those who had their gods with them, and they called out, they screamed, nothing happened, the storm did not subside. As soon as they saw that nothing was working, and they said to that Jew, my son, kum korel elokecha, go and get up and call out to your God. Sheshomana, we have heard, shehu oineschem, he answers you, kshatem tzarekim alav, when you scream to him. Vuhu gibor, and he is mighty. Miyad, immediately, omer atinik, and according to the Shininus Chois, in the name of Rasrilo, the Shininus Chois, and ois zayin, switches around the words here, not the way we have it, b'chol liboy v'tzog, but v'tzog b'chol liboy. The boy got up and screamed out to Hashem with all his heart, v'kibu b'menu HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillasei. And Hashem accepted his tefillah, v'shasek hayam, and the sea subsided, the wind calmed down. Kivin sheyored liyabasha, when they arrived at the dry land and they disembarked from the boat, Yordu Kolech Ve'echot Liknei Sorachov, each person, each passenger got off the boat to purchase his needs, his supplies, food, other things. Omrulel Oysetinik, they said to that boy, Les Ad Boy Mazim Lachklum, you're not going to buy anything? You don't need anything? Omer Lohin, he said to them, Ma'aton Boy Min Ha'ahein Achsan Yaluva, what are you asking from that unfortunate stranger? I don't have any money, I have nothing, I can't buy anything. Amruloi, at Achsan Yaluva, you call yourself an unfortunate stranger? Inun, the passengers of the boat, each one of them, Achsan Yaluva, each one is an unfortunate stranger. Inun Hocha, there are some here, Vitavasim and Bovel, and there are Vodazoras and Bovel. Inun Hocha, there's some that were on the boat with Avosim Baromi. Their Avodah Zorah is in Rome. Inun Hocha, there were some here on the boat with Avosim Emoin. They had their Getchka, their God with them. Veloi Mahanun Lohanklum. It didn't help them anything, whether it was on the boat, the Avodah Zorah, not on the boat. They screamed out, it didn't work. Aval At, but you, Kolahein Da'at Ozel, wherever you go in the world, Elikachimach, your God is with you, and he listens to you. That's what it says in the pasuk. Mik Hashem Elikeinu b'chol kareinu elov. Wherever we are, in any place, we call out Hashem, and He saves us. The Gemara continues to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. That not only that He answers them wherever they are, but in whatever matzav they're in, he still considers them close to him. He considers them a close relative. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Omar, Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, Basav Adom Yeshli Karav, if a human being has a relative, Im Hoya Usher, if the relative was a rich man, Humoydaboy, then he acknowledges that, you know, he's my relative. He's very proud that his relative is a rich man. But if the relative was a poor man, Kaifer boy, he doesn't acknowledge that this is my relative. He doesn't want to be associated with his poor relative. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Hashem is not like that. El afilu Yisrael nesunim b'yiridat hachtoina. Even if Klal Yisrael is found at the lowest rung of society, who kairei oisom achai v'reyai, these are my brothers and these are my friends. Umatam, where's a source for this? The pasuk, leman achai v'reyai adabron hashalom boch. Hashem speaks peace to Klal Yisrael, even when they're in Golos, because of their chatoim, even though they're on the lowest rung of society, but they are my brothers, my friends. And similarly, Rav Avin, Rav Achav, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, they said, Basav Adom Yeshai Karev, if a person has a relative, Im Hoya Philosophus, which the Rosh Cirillo in the right-hand column, second last line says, that means somebody who's Oiv Chochma. Or the Mara Fulda in the second wide line, at the bottom, the Vermaschal philosopher says, Chochem Gadol v'Choshev. So if his relative is a wise man, a Choshev, a person, who Oymar Hein Palam is Karvlan, so he lets everybody know, you know, that famous wise man, he's a relative of mine. But if he's not, he has nothing special about him, so he doesn't acknowledge so quickly that this is his relative. He's not rich. He's not wise. He's a poor schnorrer. He doesn't let people know, this is my relative. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koirei L'chol Yisrael Kroivim. He calls every Jew a Korev, whatever his matzav is. Hadoh Dechsev, Vayorim Karen Liyamoy. The Pasuk says, Vayorim Karen Liyamoy. Hashem raises up, gives a horn, lifts up his people. Tehillah L'chol Chasidov. And the Pasuk concludes, Livnei Yisrael Am Kroivoy Haleluka. As the Marav Fulda says on the first wide line at the end, Vayorim Karen Liyamoy. Say for the Kroal Livnei Yisrael Am Kroivoy. Since it says, so that's a proof that they're all the way at the bottom. Hashem has to give like a horn to raise them up. But even when they're on this low madrega, still he lifts them up. And Vayorim Karen Liyamoy, Tehillah L'chol Chasidov L'vnei Yisrael, Am Karoy V'Aluka, whatever matzav they're in, the lowest matzav, he raised them up. He says, these are my relatives. He's proud of Klal Yisrael. Laman achai v'reyoi. They're in Golos. Doesn't matter. Hashem is machshiv to Jews, whatever madrega that they are on. And now we are ready to begin the next sugya in the next shir on the Mishnah, Mokum Shenekru Mimenu Avodah Zarah.